Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, Black Betty. Oh, Black Betty. Black Betty had a child, and that thing went wild.
And a boy, Lee.
I said, it was not mine. It's Lee Dunlap.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lee Dunlap. Oh, but Lee Dunlap.
Get that warp.
Oh, oh. Is her name Black Betty Lee?
Oh, no.
I could dig it.
Hey, man. Good for him. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates. And you know, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Monday morning, we are doing it all live, per usual, from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Okay.
So I've seen some reports that are out there that the Patriots, who are sitting at 3 in the draft, that if they stay put, they're going to go quarterback, which is not the biggest surprise in the world. And then there's some other stuff out there that, you know, maybe they would consider moving back for the right deal. Well, if the quarterback was there and you liked them enough, why would you even want to move back? If you need a new quarterback, you're starting over a brand new era in New England. But that is at least the speculation that the Patriots are sitting there at 3 and that there's been some stuff out there about a potential move, or maybe they stay put and it would take a quote-unquote, one of the reports said, an unprecedented deal to get them to move off the number 3 pick. Hmm. If you're betting on this...
Isn't that what the Giants GM said too?
Yeah, but I mean...
Tremendous haul?
Yeah, they're sitting at 6, so I wonder...
Imagine, you know, though, if they're sitting at 6 saying that, now you got New England saying it at 3. There's somebody out there that's running their mouth. Because this is now two teams that's saying, we'll trade, but it's just going to take you giving up everything you got for us to get it. Somebody's running their mouth out here for one of these teams.
It's so much fun. That's why I love the draft. Because you don't know who's full of crap. You just know somebody's full of crap.
There's a franchise out there that wants to move up. Big time.
If you guys were betting, the Patriots staying at 3, or they moving back? If you had to guess right now.
Oof. I just think that it depends on what team wants to get that pick and what they have to offer. I think if it's one of those crazy offers where, you know, like how Washington ended up getting the second and third pick overall in the draft. I mean, if it's something crazy, I think they move. If it's not something that's outlandish, you got to take a quarterback. Your pick's too low.
Oh, yes or no?
What do you think?
If I had to guess, I'd say they're going to stay and pick. They're going to stay and pick. What are you going to give up?
Well, because Minnesota is one of the teams that could
they
be
running their mouth.
Well, and Kevin O'Connell has a, you know, he kind
of. I don't know about running their mouth. I mean, they traded for another first round pick. I think it's been. They're obviously the team that has the draft capital to do it.
Well, they got to let people know they want to use that draft capital. That's why multiple teams are saying it.
No one's saying stuff now. Everyone talks at the combine about what they're going to do. You know, usually these trades are set up for a while. At least the structure of the trade's in place. I think what's interesting about New England is, do you feel comfortable if you are Jerod Mayo betting your future on the third best quarterback in this draft class? Maybe you see it different. Maybe you see him as the second. I have a hard time believing, though, when you're picking third, that you feel like you're getting the best. Because ultimately, like, you just that can't be the case. Or you're convincing yourself that's the case. So maybe there's a thought that if we would trade back, because we need so many things right now on this roster, and accumulate more picks, and maybe we feel good about a Michael Penix, a Bo Nix, a J.J. McCarthy, whoever else. Maybe they feel good about Spencer Rattler. Maybe there's some guys they feel really good about who are not viewed as first-round picks. Maybe they feel like that would be the best way of doing it, or they're saying that because they feel like Arizona's not moving off four. They're going to take Marvin Harrison. And maybe they could trade back to trade back up, if that makes sense. So if they could trade back from three to wherever, let's just say with Minnesota, what did they sit at, like 11?
Yeah.
You trade back with them, you accumulate more first-round picks, future picks, and then you trade back up to five. You trade back up, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of a spot where you feel like you could get, if it's Drake May, if it's J.J. McCarthy. So you end up getting a little bit more in that case, depending on what you work out with the deal.
You trade it or do you pick?
I would pick. There's no reason to get out of that spot just to go and try to get a few more picks to try to, you know, maybe get the quarterback that you want.
Who do you guys think will be that quarterback at three?
Drake May.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it might be Jaden Daniels.
I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. And to me, I just sit here and I think, I think you can get a better quarterback or you can get a better player that isn't the first one off the board. I mean, hell, I was the first linebacker off the board. I think Julian Peterson was the second one. You know who the third one I think was? Brian Urlacher. I would say they got the better of the three linebackers in the draft. Now, it may be different for quarterbacks, but I just feel
that's in retrospect, though, right?
It is in retrospect, but you can see the potential of it.
Maybe, but like I'm just saying, because hindsight's always 20/20.
For sure.
Right? So when you're looking at it, though, like you can only make the decision based on what you know right now. And what we know right now is, at best, they're probably getting the second best quarterback they feel in this draft. Mm. At best, if you're drafting three.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it seems sensible, but I think the logic could still sway in the way of people's draft boards are different. Some people have people weighted differently. And I'm just kind of bullish on the fact that.
Yeah, I mean, you got Jaden number one, right?
I do have Jaden one. Yep. I have him one. I think he's the
guy.
What
do you got Caleb on yours? On your
two? Oh, I got him two. I got them one and two.
Damn.
And I thought you were gonna put him at like three or four.
Well, I say this. I think JJ and Drake May are interchangeable. I think at three, they're interchangeable. Three and four, you go 3A, 3B to me.
Same white guy. I get it.
Same white guy.
Can I throw a scenario at you guys, and you tell me if this is just thinking too far ahead or not, which he probably is, but this is fun. This is why the draft is a good time.
Yeah.
Let's just say Drake May goes 2 to Washington, and the Patriots are sitting there at 3. You know that Las Vegas would love Jaden Daniels, and you know they're in the market for a quarterback.
How do we know that?
Okay, well, because Antonio Pierce has a relationship with Jaden Daniels.
The prior relationship from his days at Arizona State.
And so I just wonder, I mean, Tom Brady is a part of the Las Vegas Raiders. He and Bob Kraft are close.
Well, not yet.
So I wonder.
Where is he? Is it official?
Yeah, it's getting close. Oh, okay. They're getting close. If he doesn't decide to come back. But I think, is it that far-fetched to think that maybe Tom Brady, who might have some influence in Las Vegas, maybe makes a call to Robert Kraft and tries to help facilitate a trade so that the Raiders could move up to 3.
Hey, that's how it's going to get facilitated.
So the Raiders could move up to 3 and take Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
All right, put that in your conspiracy pipe and smoke it.
To 3? What would the Raiders have to offer to get to 3? Do they have enough capital?
A couple slot machines and a stripper.
Dang.
Yeah, it's Las Vegas. Whatever you want.
God, dude, I really thought you were going to be serious when you started saying all that.
What are you talking about? Like, you don't think it's a possibility the Raiders could move up to 3? Yeah,
They can get to 3, but I would assume if they could get Jaden Daniels, they would try to move up as far as they can.
Typically, when you say put that in your pipe and smoke it, it's usually not a serious comment.
What?
So
that's how you stick the landing on stuff like that. Trying to be relatable.
That's just your standard go-to. Listen, say something that's.
It was 420 this weekend. I'm appealing to all the pot junkies out there.
And you know what 420-24 is backwards?
Yeah. What's that?
420-24.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them.
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Yeah.
It.
I had a buddy whose birthday is on 420.
Dang.
Yeah, you can imagine what that's like.
Dang.
Isn't Hitler's birthday 420?
Dang.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Oh, God.
It is.
Yeah. Is that Lee? Lee, did you? He is anyone else we want to bring up from history that his birthday was on 420?
He was smoking.
I can't confirm Hitler's birthday was on 420.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
Don't know anybody
Lee,
else.
Lee, how was your 420?
I did not partake this year.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Way to show some restraint, Lee.
LeVar just called him a loser.
You're a loser.
Way to show some restraint, Lee.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, are you still drank a little bit?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, it wasn't drink day. It wasn't national drink day.
That's every day.
I was at a party. I didn't want to.
That's all right.
You didn't want to do the lead the lap walk you did at the golf outing at waste management.
I don't think I would have done as well at the party if I
walk in limbo.
Was celebrating.
You did well, Lee.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Lee had a come up.
Yeah.
A real come up.
Yes, he did. He did that.
They made a movie about Lee. What was it? Out of Your League or something like that? What was it called?
She's out of your league. Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
So
in Pittsburgh.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? The 412.
How about it?
So that is that's gonna be what I'm going with. I think if Jaden Daniels is sitting there at 3, Tom Brady helps get a deal done and the Raiders move up with his old buddy Bobby Orchids, and next thing you know, Jaden Daniels reunites with Antonio Pierce in Las Vegas as they sit at 3.
You got Bobby Digital from the Wu-Tang. Now you got Bobby Orchids.
What's wrong with you?
Both of them know karate.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, they do. That is true. All right, so it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here, though, there is the potential of a major move in the NFL during the draft, and it may already be a foregone conclusion. We will tell you what that move could be coming up here from the TireRack.com studios.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With fishingbooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
There you go, Jonas. Let's go. Gringo.
Serio. I heard a lot of this weekend. A little bit too much. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in, we will call it a little over 20 minutes from now. It is a Monday, so you know that means we've got an FSR IR. We are going to get to that here again a little over 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. So one of the potential deals that could get done during the draft, and we saw this a couple years ago where you had some movement in the draft, like A.J. Brown got dealt, which There was a video of Mike Vrabel upon hearing the news that A.J. Brown was traded from the Titans to the Eagles, just sort of got up out of frustration and walked out. There's also the potential that Brandon Ayuk, another wide receiver looking to get a contract extension and get a deal done with the Niners, could be on the move. He posted something to his social media, I believe his Instagram, with a picture and a quote that said, "Brother said we got 6 days and it's fireworks." And the speculation is maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers could be that team if there is a deal done. The Steelers are the betting favorites to land Brandon Ayuk if he does get traded by the 49ers. So San Fran, unable to get a deal done. John Lynch has said they want to try and work something out. They want to try and get this handled, get this taken care of. But Brandon Ayuk could be heading to your old stomping grounds there, LeVar Arrington, and be a Pittsburgh Steeler in the 412. Another in the great line of wide receivers for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They do very well with receivers in Pittsburgh. I think it would be an amazing addition for them. I know the reports I've read have said like this is like an indication that Pittsburgh is going all in on trying to win a Super Bowl or get to one this year. Listen, to me, to make that move, you add some much-needed depth to that receiving core. You have multiple weapons across the board from tight end on out to your first receiver. I don't know if Pickens remains the first receiver or you work to make Ayuk the first. I don't know. It's really kind of, to me, they probably could be interchangeable. But I still think that you're talking about the value proposition of why not go in on trying to get a high price free agent that can be a playmaker for you when you got two potential playmakers at one position at the most important position and you got them at a value cost. I mean, that's just what Pittsburgh did. I mean, so in a lot of ways, you could say that it was pretty brilliant that they were able to get Russell Wilson and Justin Fields at the dollar that they did, which leaves them the opportunity to be able to do something like this with Brandon Ayuk.
See, someone's reading the notes, baby. it's odd.
That's not a military secret. That's not a military secret. But go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's good.
But I do read the notes every night.
Yeah.
I do.
So Devontae Smith, who just signed a 3-year, $75 million deal, like a little over $50 million guaranteed, they've essentially had very similar seasons the past couple of years.
I can't read. That shoe says Adidas. Nah, go ahead. Way, it was so easy. Go ahead, man. My bad. I'm feeling good.
By the way, that is an underrated scene in the program.
They're all good scenes.
Not all of them. They had to delete one.
Moving on.
Yeah, okay. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, I think the point was quickly his transition. He just signed a deal for like 25 average annual a year. I guess the 49ers don't feel like they want to pay Brandon Ayuk that. Like that's the surprising thing to me is, I mean, look, I understand their offense kind of revolves around the outside zone running game, and they've got Debo, they've got Kittle, they've got Christian McCaffrey, all these pieces, but Ayuk's been a big piece of that offense too. So I don't know. I guess they'd rather just get a bunch of picks back in return. Because that's the other question is, what are the 49ers going to get back in exchange for Ayuk? Is it future draft picks? That's typically how Pittsburgh builds their roster. They're not a huge team to make splashes in free agency because the Rooney family doesn't like paying out big signing bonuses. That was always a gripe to other guys who were drafted there who wanted to re-up for extensions, and they never would get the contract they wanted to because that's just not how they do business. So this is kind of twofold. It's one, like, what is, if it is Pittsburgh, are they going to get in return? Is it veteran players? And that's where you start looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers roster and you go, all right, like, who's on this roster that's a veteran player they might be willing to move on from if they're trying to make a playoff run? I mean, I don't think they'd get rid of TJ Watt, but if you're Cam Hayward, who's been there forever and kind of lived there, and that's your team, is it Minkah Fitzpatrick? Is it? I mean, that's the sort of conversation you're going to have to get in exchange for a guy like Brandon Ayuk. So I think it's first interesting they wouldn't want to sign him to a contract that we've seen a guy like Devontae Smith sign, if that's roughly about the market value for Brandon Ayuk. And the second thing is, like, if it is Pittsburgh, like, what are they giving up in exchange?
I just, if you're Pittsburgh and you've got a track record of being able to draft wide receivers year in and year out.
In a draft like this.
Yeah, why would you give up anything? If you know that, listen, we're always going to be able to find a wide receiver, and if we move on from him, we'll just find another guy after that. Like, why not just go the draft route and save on having to do this? Unless this is just Ayuk trying to, you know, have some options out there. I just don't know that Pittsburgh needs to make the move. That just doesn't seem like the franchise that should be desperate when they've had nothing but success at finding wide receivers in the draft.
They've got guys, too. I mean, like Quez Watkins, you know, Denzel Mims. I know he didn't work out with the Jets, but he's got a little upside. Van Jefferson's been a good player. I don't know. I mean, Pickens seems like he's evolving into a number one. It's a bit surprising that they feel like they need to make this move, but it mostly goes back to the fact, look at how much of their salary cap is allocated towards the quarterbacks. Typically, in any given year, it's going to be like 12%, right, when you've got a franchise, you know, starter. I'm sure that's what next year Russell Wilson would like it to be for Pittsburgh's salary cap, somewhere between 10 to 12%. And I don't think they're anywhere close to that this year between Kyle Allen, Justin Fields, and Russell Wilson. Combined, they're probably making up, I don't know, 5%. I have to look it up, but it's just those salary cap savings allows you to spend it elsewhere. And it's why you see teams who are like going all in on quarterbacks on their rookie deal in other position groups, because they can do that for at least a 1 or 2 year time span.
I think Brandon Ayuk, along with Freiermuth, along with Pickens.
Where did Freiermuth go to school?
He went to Penn State.
Damn right.
Tight end you.
What up, we are?
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
We do tight ends, baby.
I agree.
The best.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Better than all the rest.
Agreed.
Around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
It's not factually true, but okay.
Yeah. All right. I was just waiting.
Linebackers, yes.
I was waiting for you to jump in there. You know,
we'll give you linebackers,
but Notre Dame is going to take tight ends, right? I was waiting for you to say it. I mean, factually speaking, it is Notre Dame,
or is it Iowa? Yeah.
Iowa's got some nice ones.
We got some guys.
Now we can actually compliment Iowa because Sam's on the show.
What, LeVar? It's good tight ends.
They got some nice tight ends there, nice and tight. We saw them together. In fact, we were there in the stadium and saw them together
in a broom closet.
Couldn't believe how big they were.
You were in a janitor's closet.
Yeah, the day before. Yeah, I was. I like it though. I do. Again, I think that this is a super pivotal year. Go ahead. By the way,
I actually found the stat: 2% of the salary cap of Pittsburgh is being spent on quarterbacks. That's all of them combined.
That's crazy. Why not? Why not take a shot at it? That kind of dovetails into what I was going to say. It's a pivotal year for this team. It's a pivotal year, in my estimation, for Mike Tomlin. I do, and I've been saying it.
Don't do it.
I've been saying it, man.
He's a good coach. Don't
I think
do
he's
it.
A great coach, actually, but great is – we're still in a league where it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league. And I just think that there's growing pressure – for Tomlin to have a better year.
By the way, did he ever get his extension? Because there was talk that he was going to get an extension, and I never heard anything afterwards that they got that deal done. So is he in Mike McCarthy territory to where he's going into the final year, and then we just see where we're at after this season?
Veg it out so Q can find it, or maybe Lee can find it.
I don't think
They haven't signed him to it. We would have heard about it. There's no reports on that, so.
Yeah, I think it's a pivotal year for him, honestly. And it, again,
wouldn't he be snatched up so fast?
He's never lost. He's never lost. It's just that he's not winning enough, which is crazy. But that's probably the reality that he's facing right now. He probably feels it. I mean, I would assume he felt it a little bit this year. So, I don't think there's any surprise in that. He probably needs to have a better year, a better run than what. Where did they finish this year? Didn't they finish like third? They made it to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
But what, as the third team?
Third in the NFC North.
Yeah, that's AFC. But that's, yeah, that's to me. AFC, yeah. Yeah, you got that's early. I think he has to have a better year. Like, he's got to be right up there with Baltimore. He's got to be right up there, and not to mention that Cincinnati should be better this year. In theory, you would think that Cleveland has to be better this year with the investment that they've made. So you're talking about a ridiculously competitive conference that they're going to have to, he's going to have to navigate, which he has done very well. But I think this year is as critical and as important as any year for him to navigate the AFC North in this season well. So why not? If you feel like Ayuk is going to make you better and more formidable in this division, why not do it?
They pick 20 in the draft. There's going to be a really good wide receiver available if they want to take him. And it's going to be a lot cheaper. Yep. And they develop him, as we laid out, as well as anybody that's done it over the past couple of decades. I just don't know that giving anything up for Brandon Ayuk makes the most sense in the world. If it was an A.J. Brown type, I could understand. And Ayuk's had, you know, a good start to his career. I just think they're going to look at the draft and go at 20. Because at 20, you're going to, like, one of the mock drafts I saw, they're also picking at 51 that they were going to end up with Keon Coleman out of Florida State at 51.
Right.
Like,
right.
And I just look at 20, there's going to be, like, where do you have it, Brady? Because I know you and Prisco probably break this stuff down here when you guys aren't fighting over some bet that he made that went wrong that he tries to blame on the out on, you know, something that led up to it. But
like you,
right bet, wrong side.
Yeah, listen,
that is his classic quote.
I mean,
like he would literally say about the Haiti Garcia fight, right bet, wrong side. Like no, Garcia kicked his ass. Like that was just not a good bet.
I wonder as far as wide receivers go at 20, who's in the vicinity that could be available at 20 there.
So we've kind of talked about this for a while about the quarterback position. Like what's the difference between the top guy and the rest or the top two or three, whatever. There's a similar thought to the wide receiver class where you have Marvin Harrison Jr., you have Malik Nabers, you have Rome Odunze, and then there's a bit of a gap in that next group of guys that you'd be considered a part of it, right? You know, Brian Thomas Jr., who's out of LSU, he's a guy you're going to hear a lot of teams talk about. His kind of lank downfield ability. Xavier Worthy ran the fastest 40 time. People love him as far as his speed and game-breaking ability. Adee Mitchell out of Texas looks like he could be a number one wide receiver. Now, he's kind of never been that guy, but he looks the part. He plays the part at times. You see the flashes of it. He's another guy who would be part of that conversation. So there's a lot of other guys who could be in the mix at that spot. Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina is not getting talked about enough. That is a big body, grown-ass man at wide receiver, too, that he could be in that conversation. So you could kind of keep going. It's just, it depends on what they feel like they need based on what they have. And, again, looking at the roster, some of the low-key signings they had in free agency, I mean, having Pickens and Ayuk could be great, but I feel like Pittsburgh's always been a defense run-first type team. And with Arthur Smith, at least looking at what he did in Atlanta, they ran the hell out of the football. Now, maybe that's because he felt like they didn't have someone who could throw as effective as you'd think, but like he was there with Matt Ryan. And like you transition now to what it looked like with a rookie in Desmond Ridder and what it, you know, looked like over his time there. I mean, it seemed like they're going to want to run the football. So back to the original point, I don't know that it'd be a sound investment for how much you're investing into that player, even as good as Brandon Ayuk has been to the beginning of his career, given what Pittsburgh typically is known for and what they like to do.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here, though, it is a Monday tradition. We report issues, injuries, ailments from everybody here on the crew from a long weekend, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts? You know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Something not right with you, man.
If people heard the things you say during the break, you would be committed.
I'm just trying to
and
get
they
us.
They wouldn't be wrong for doing it.
I'm just trying to get us ready for the segment. That's all.
Unbelievable, you are. Too unbelievable.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington,
Lee's
Brady.
Picture on the men's bathroom. His picture on the men's bathroom door.
Right. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up, top of next hour, about 15 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to get some inside intel, some inside info on draft week. That'll be yours here coming up a little over 12 minutes from now. Before we get to our FSR IR, though, shortly after our show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
After your sports weekend, happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right, Lee DeLapp, go ahead. Let's continue on.
Nah, I had a great weekend. I don't know if I got much on the IR.
Huh.
Yeah.
You're coming off the IR, huh?
I'm feeling a lot better.
He's feeling good. Feeling real good.
Did you, so you were at a social gathering?
Yeah,
I was. Did you get slaughtered, or did you wait until afterwards and just get?
I did wait till afterwards.
Why did you wait until after?
I was pacing my, you know, I was doing my thing.
You were busy?
I was busy.
Man, talk, man. It's radio. Give us, don't be afraid. tell us.
I was socializing, having a good time, making networking.
Yeah.
Getting digits, networking. Doing my thing.
Yeah. That's still
making,
a thing?
Making plans.
You can still get digits in 2024. It's not like, give me your IG or your TikTok. Nah. It's like, give me your number.
Nah, I'm old school.
Good for you, Lee.
Nice. Did you have her write it down on your hand?
No, she asked for my phone number. Or she asked, she gave me, what is the move? She gives me your phone. She gives me her phone.
What?
And then I put the phone, and then I put my digits in.
I put my digits in.
Yo, digits.
We're going to get Lee in trouble, man.
Yeah.
How you going to get in trouble, Lee?
Ain't nothing to get in trouble with.
Hey, look, man, you got the draft coming up. Come on, son.
But to answer your question, yeah, I wait until afterwards. Get a little slaughtered.
You got the draft coming up on Thursday. You got to have your prospects ready, son.
Come on, son.
All right.
Listen, Lee, some of us have to live vicariously through you because it's not a... I'm basically... I chased around my son at a
this is your IR
party.
This is your IR story. Just, okay.
I keep thinking, like, all right, at some point he's gonna get tired. It just doesn't. Like, he just keeps going and going and going. I'm like, all right, I mean, he's sweating. Like, this will be the moment when he goes, all right, I'm ready. Let's kind of chill and go. No, he just doesn't. He just continues on, and it goes from playing with trucks to playing football to watching the fight, then going back inside. And he's at the stage to where he gets so excited that he'll just bump into stuff and, hit his head twice.
They start to get hurt when they get tired, when the fatigue sets in.
Yeah, but, like, that's still not – he doesn't stop
Still not
him.
Enough.
No, it doesn't stop him. So that was my IR, just chasing around my kid trying to keep him off the IR this weekend.
What you got, Q?
I don't really have much. I was going to say.
I don't have much either.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Jonas is hoping that someone goes to the hospital. He's like praying that there's like a great story out of it. I mean, we're not all Lee. I mean, we don't have Lee's storylines from the weekends.
I did get too banged up to go to the Dodger game on Sunday.
What do you mean?
How do you get too banged up?
Well, the game was at 1 o'clock. I slept in till noon. I was like, and then my friend who was going with me bailed. So I was like, I'm not going to this thing. Sorry.
What was your option, to go solo?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know other people who were there?
No. I hit up Roberto. Roberto was like, I went yesterday.
Of course he did. He's avoiding you, Lee. He doesn't want to see you, Lee.
He's like, they didn't play yesterday.
He was down at the bar. He said he'd come meet me for one if you want. But
oh, man. Roberto didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it.
Oh, come on. Me and Berto get after it. Get some Valkyries.
When's the last time y'all have gotten after it?
Yeah, it was probably a Dodger game last year.
Last year.
Was that when you
about right.
Was that when you brought a flask in?
I always bring a flask in.
What a pro.
And you had to give away drinks on top of your basket when you were going in?
You got to have the sacrifice beer.
There you go.
Always have the sacrifice beer. That's when you got the basket,
Okay.
Because they're going to go through that.
So why did you slept till noon? How late were you drinking on Saturday night that you slept in that late?
Pretty late. In fact, I crashed on my buddy's Lazy Boy.
And, like, how late are we talking?
Why?
Because I passed out.
Lee be going hard.
Lee, you just don't want to go home, huh?
there's a lot to unpack with that one.
I mean, that's the conclusion, is you just don't want to go
I
home.
I mean, home all sometimes right. isn't home anymore, you know? I okay, mean, somewhere, so sometimes home is where you lay your head.
Yeah, it is.
Papa was a rolling stone. Where he laid his hat was his home.
Sometimes you duck. Now,
again?
The first...
Hey. Jeez.
All right, the first drink on Saturday was at what time?
A little bit before tip-off for the Lakers. It was during the Knicks game.
So, like, around 5?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, 5 o'clock, first drink. What was it?
It was a... Oh, man, I had a good drink. I had mezcal with... God, what was the mix we had? Oh, it was so good. I got to figure that out. But it was mostly tequila drinks.
Okay, so you went hard starting with tequila, and then last drink was about what time?
Oh, I mean, close to 2.
So 5
closing
to 2.
Time.
So 5 to 2. You put in an actual work shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's somebody who worked an actual shift 5 to 2 this weekend listening potentially right now. Lee was drinking your entire shift at work.
The entire shift. And I probably usually would have started earlier, but I knew I was going to go to a party, so I was like, "Nah, I'll wait till the party."
Oh, there you go.
I don't know how. I don't know how you do it,
but
man.
You made it to a party and were coherent and was ready to go. And
I was happy that
and got it done.
Yeah. Made it through the whole party.
And like you outkicked your coverage.
Yes.
There you go. I am not mad at that.
Yeah, listen, I'm impressed. I don't know.
You got to be careful what you do to people, man, because then you start to realize that you regret the decision that you made and letting them go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you'll never do better than me. And then something happens.
That's what I hear.
Then the magic happens, and then you can look at you.
That's what I hear.
You can run it back and be like, yes, I can!
That's what I hear. Oh, by the way, we did the rounds draw for the fight. I had round 11 for the fight to end in.
Nice.
Should I get some of the money? Because the fight should have ended in 11.
Didn't I say to go the distance? Yes, I did.
It shouldn't have gone the distance, though.
I think I said it would.
Again, Brady and I were on the right side of that bet.
There you go.
Just wrong result. That's all right. Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!